What do sex, weddings, and professional wrestling have in common? Wait, this is no joke. This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, and I'm Curtis Fox. If you think about it, professional wrestlers and poets do have a lot in common. Overmuscled men and women in fantastic costumes, strutting their stuff, pretending to lambast each other while their fans go crazy.
Boys and girls, I'm standing up here. I'm half black, I'm half white, I'm in a dress. Ain't I crazy enough to get the job done?
With all those similarities, you'd think there'd be tons of poems out there about professional wrestling. Inexplicably, there is not. The only one I've ever come across is by Ronald Wallace. It's called Smackdown, but it's not really about professional wrestling, though. It's really about sex, which has to be the all-time favorite subject of poets everywhere, that and death. Smackdown imagines sex as a phony, televised professional wrestling match, lewd and gaudy, something that we can safely ridicule from the sidelines, until we ourselves are drawn into the action. The reader is Ken Marks.
Smackdown by Ronald Wallace. For Margaret. It's all an act, isn't it? When love gets up and struts its stuff, flexing its pecs and biceps, its gaudy, improbable muscles, we all know it's choreographed, fake. So when the ringside announcer claims Kid Valentine's all heart, and Captain Romance is and always has been champ, we know better. We're no country bumpkins. We weren't born yesterday. You can't put that stuff over on us, we say, as we sit back on our haunches and scoff. But wait. Why's that tag team Desire and Lust thrusting its attributes out at us, taunting us, mouthing off? And why is the camera now swiveling, oh my, its bright eye in our direction? We're too old for such foolishness, we think, but good Lord. You're the babe in the too tight tank top. I'm the hunk in the red satin trunks. And we're up off our stools now, all cartoon breasts and sequins, all forearms and crotch, all latex and spandex and pomp, wondering just how we got here and who's got the script and will we luck out or get smacked down for the count.
Smackdown by Ronald Wallace, read by Ken Marks. Ronald Wallace's latest book is Long for This World, New and Selected Poems, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press. Next up, a wedding poem by Dan Howell. It's called Chicago Epithalamion, and it's dedicated to Heather and Terry. An epithalamion is a song or poem celebrating a marriage, but in this case, the poet doesn't seem to have even made it to Heather and Terry's wedding. The poem is basically an elaborate apology for not attending, for reasons of health, as he explains. Instead of his physical presence, the poet offers his imaginative presence at their wedding. Chicago Epithalamion by Dan Howell. The reader is Rich Topol.
I didn't want to attend your wedding and sit there kneading my stomach for comfort, using a hot pad, or maybe pitching to the floor suddenly, writhing, trying to quell my groans, becoming a distraction. It might have been misunderstood, you know? Whether or not I managed between spasms to mutter, gallbladder, blurt out, pancreas, while being dragged off to some ER that wouldn't admit me, finally. I like to think you understand. Can know how the day never happened where I was. How I caught a Jeffrey Express bus I never saw, got out and walked to Promontory Point, watching gulls I didn't see, ride the hot wind by the lake, bob and float in the record heat for this date. Then I'm greeted, mingling, and the air, when it's still, momentarily turns into an earthy, almost stifling cloud of mixed perfumes, of bouquets and sweat, and sweet, anyway, with the clear light of afternoon ablaze in a white pavilion, bright green all around, and a rumpled blue terrain east of you, its smooth blue twin a canopy over you, and everyone bullish, invested in you. You two under the arch, Anne made, dark and fair in your excellent clothes and cool, while I imagine the sniffling beneath busy silence among pauses in the vow, everything unspoken a rich undertone, all other words too poor, really, for a realm of less sickness, where health taunts death and life is wealth you share. And maybe I can hear the soft rustle of relatives shifting, kids squirming, the audible smiles of dressed-up friends. But the ghost today has made of me can only want to be there, after all, as a part of moments glowing one after another, each singular in its light, if just to add a whisper to a chorus of good wishes swelling like music down the aisle as you embark for that land of best intentions, where even shadows murmur, always, always.
Rich Topol reading Chicago Epithalamion by Dan Howell, which was published in Poetry Magazine in 2004. We'll be back next week with another PoetryFoundation.org podcast. In the meantime, there's an archive of podcasts and audio poems at PoetryFoundation.org, along with feature articles and poetry news. If you want to let us know what you thought of this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@PoetryFoundation.org. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.